KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and calm, 59 degrees. We look for sunny skies today, a high near 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the news. Officials in Cass County say the cellular 911 outage that KJAN reported on Friday evening continues to disrupt service for cell customers across Iowa. Cass County 911 Director Rob Coppard notified KJAN at around 6:35 p.m. Friday about the disruption of cellular 911 service, which again affects cell phone or wireless users only. Landline or hardwired phone service is not affected, and it's not clear how the problem started or how long it will remain in effect. The problem occurs when someone tries to call 911 on their cell phone. When that happened, the calls are rerouted to other service areas, resulting in a delay of response from emergency crews. If you need emergency service, you can call 911 from a landline or wired system. Or you can call your local law enforcement agency directly from your cell, just like you would a normal call. In Cass County, that number is 712-243-2204. In Montgomery County, call 712-623-5107. Shelby County, 755-2121 if you have an emergency. In Adair County, you can call 641-743-2148. And in Audubon County, 712-563-2631. Again, that's if you're using a cell phone. For all other counties, call your local law enforcement agency. And again, regular 911 landline service is not affected by that outage. A Villisca man was arrested Friday afternoon in Red Oak on a drug charge. According to Red Oak Police, 28-year-old Joshua Dean Cooney was taken into custody at around 2:15 p.m. in the 100 block of East Coolbaugh Street. Cooney was charged with possession of a controlled substance. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak report the arrest of two people for breach of peace Friday evening. 54-year-old David Paul Myers of Junction, Kansas, and 49-year-old Candace Suzanne Johnson of Red Oak were taken into custody at around 5:20 p.m. after officers were called to 500 East Washington Avenue following a reported fight. Johnson and Myers were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond each. In addition, the Red Oak PD said 42-year-old Angela K. Shetterly of Red Oak was arrested Friday afternoon on a Montgomery County warrant for a probation revocation. Shetterly was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $25,000 cash bond. And officers in Red Oak arrested 35-year-old Timothy Orville Welch of Red Oak at around 6:45 p.m. Friday following an investigation into a report of an erratic driver. Welch's vehicle was located in the 500 block of North 6th Street, and after submitting to tests for driving under the influence, Welch was arrested on a charge of OWI third offense. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond. The Atlantic Police Department reported Friday the arrest of four persons on Thursday. They include 27-year-old David Anderson of Atlantic, who was taken into custody on a warrant for failure to serve jail time. 36-year-old Terrence Frazier of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication, second offense, and child endangerment. 26-year-old Jeffrey Knight of Atlantic was arrested Thursday on a serious assault charge. And 52-year-old Donald Welter of Atlantic was arrested on a Department of Criminal Investigation warrant for cheating at a gambling game. All four men were booked into the Cass County Jail. Several law enforcement agencies converged on a location in southern Cass County late Thursday night. According to Sheriff Darby McLaren, the incident involving a man with a gun began at around 10:45 p.m. near 660th and Yankton Road, northeast of Grant.
There was a man making threats to his own life, went to a bridge approximately 5 miles east of Highway 71 on Yankton, where he was shooting off rounds of gunfire. Law enforcement was notified. Adair County, Adams County, Montgomery County, Cass County, and Iowa State Patrol, along with Able 1 helicopter, responded. Eventually, he gave himself up and was taken to CCMA.
The incident ended at around 12:04 a.m. Friday at the man's nearby residence. No injuries were reported. McLaren said alcohol may have played a role in the incident. He said also that no charges will be filed. The Atlantic Police Department says no injuries were reported following two separate accidents that occurred on Thursday. The first happened at around 10:40 a.m. at 3rd and Lynn Streets. A vehicle driven by Carol Bouchard of Atlantic was traveling east on 3rd, and a vehicle driven by Catherine Jones of Atlantic was stopped at Lynn, facing south. Police say Jones made a left turn onto 3rd Street and hit the Bouchard vehicle, causing $1,500 damage altogether. Jones was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway or street. The second accident happened around 1:30 p.m. Thursday in a 300 block of 2nd Street here in Atlantic. APD says a vehicle owned by George Evans of Atlantic had been parked at the Nation of Valley Credit Union and begun backing out onto 2nd Street. A third no-contact vehicle was blocking the view for both Evans and Robert Nichols of Brayton, who struck Evans' vehicle, causing a total of $7,000 damage. No citations were issued. An accident in Page County Thursday evening that resulted in one person being sent to the hospital by helicopter remained under investigation. Sheriff's officials say a 2012 Mazda CX-9 driven by 47-year-old Risa Ann Gladman of Clarinda was traveling west on 230th Street at around 8:20 p.m. when the SUV left the road for unknown reasons. It then entered the north ditch just west of P Avenue and continued west while in the ditch before hitting a mailbox and a field drive. The impact with the field drive sent the SUV airborne. It touched down and rolled over before coming to rest on the driver's side. Gladman was transported by Mercy 3 helicopter to Creighton Medical Center in Omaha for treatment of possible unknown injuries. Officials say she was not wearing a seatbelt. The SUV was considered a total loss. And shoppers in Atlantic are sure to find many bargains this weekend during crazy days. Megan Roberts, director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, said the city's downtown sidewalks will offer crazy sales today. The event is a way to encourage people to shop local. It works in conjunction with the Plus 5 campaign, which is an effort by the chamber to get residents to shift 5% of their out-of-town spending to stores within Cass County. As part of Crazy Days this Saturday, the chamber will serve a free hot dog luncheon from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., The Thanks with Frank's meal is sponsored by the Atlantic Animal Health Center, Hockenberry Family Care, Hy-Vee, and Walmart. During the luncheon, there will be carnival games and activities in the area of 5th and Chestnut. For more information, you can go to AtlanticIowa.com on the web or check out the Chamber's Facebook page. You can also call them at 243-3017. And taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Thomas Gock, age 62 of Carroll, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial service for Thomas Gock will be this morning at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Susan Maholland, age 94 of Littleton, Colorado, died September 13th. A celebration of life memorial service for Susan Maholland will be today at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Thelma Hargens, age 88 of Avoca, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Thelma Hargens will be on Monday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And Cleo Blenny Gary, age 98 of Wichita, Kansas, died Sunday. Graveside services for Cleo Gary will be on Monday at the Griswold Cemetery west of Griswold. Friends may visit with her family at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold beginning at 10 a.m. on Monday. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.